DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly. This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, Instagram has introduced teen accounts. We'll hear from Meta as to how they'll work and what the platform will do to catch those who try to trick the system. As tech companies call staff back to the office, we'll look at how company culture has shifted and ask if it's for the better. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. At the end of last week's show, I very confidently and very happily said I was going to bring you to San Francisco this week for Dreamforce, which is Salesforce's annual conference, but that didn't happen. I had a lovely lower respiratory tract infection instead. So rather than take you to a tech conference, later in the show, I'm going to tell you all the TV I watched and all the books that I read, because that is literally all I did this week. The glam life continues. But right now, we're going to talk about Instagram. The company, which is owned by Meta, announced this week it is launching teen accounts. As we've spoken about many times on this program, online safety is a huge issue. Many experts have called for platforms to do more, and this seems to be a significant step in the right direction. This was announced on Monday of this week, and I caught up with Tara Hopkins, who is the Global Director for Public Policy at Instagram, to learn a little bit more about it.
Absolutely. So today we're introducing Instagram Teen Accounts. It's a new experience for teens on Instagram that is guided by their parents. So we're reimagining our apps for teens, giving them more protections, and these protections are built in and turned on automatically. We want parents to feel confident that their teen can use social media to communicate with their friends and to explore their interests and to do that in a safe and protective way. So we've continued to focus and invest in this entire area on teen well-being and teen safety for well over a decade. But we're taking it now a step further, developing teen accounts, which we've worked with external experts and we've really listened to parents through research and through focus groups. And two key insights from our research and our consultations have really been built into Instagram teen accounts. The first is the need of younger teens on Instagram to have a different experience to those who are older teens. And no two teens we know are alike, and any parent will know that. The built-in protections for teen accounts are for all teens under the age of 18, but for younger teens, so those under the age of 16, the teen account experience has been tailored even more for them. So while older teens will have a little bit more autonomy, recognizing their maturity levels, those who are under the age of 16 will not be able to change any of the settings, the defaulted settings that we have for them on teen accounts, without getting their parents involved. The second insight is that parents play a really critical role in supporting their teens online. And when we talk to parents, they're especially concerned about three things: content that their teen is seeing, any unwanted contact, including things like bullying and harassment, and the time they're spending on social media. So what we've done is we've taken all of those insights and we've built them into the teen account experience on Instagram. It's a really big investment. It's a big step forward. And we think it's market leading work. We know that there is no silver bullet here. We need to continue to work with parents, teens, industry and government. But this really is a fundamental change for teens on Instagram. And we're really excited about it. It will be rolling out in the UK, the US, Canada and Australia from September the 17th. And so in Ireland and the rest of the EU, teens will start to be moved into teen accounts before the end of this year. I can go into a bit more detail as to exactly how it's going to look and feel for both the teen and the parents, if that helps you.
Yeah, absolutely. But before you do, I just wonder, could you tell us a little bit more about the process? Because this seems to be a bit more of a solutions-based approach, rather than removing younger people entirely from the platform, which would cause them to lose out on the benefits of social media, which do exist. You're essentially putting safeguards around them.
Exactly. We know that teens get a huge amount of value, as do, you know, many people who are using Instagram and social media to connect with their friends and to be able to explore the things and the interests that they have. So we think it's important that teenagers particularly are able to do that in the most protective way possible. And we want to be able to give parents that peace of mind that the young person who is using Instagram is having that safe and more protective experience. And as I said, parents told us that the three things they're concerned about are who their teen is talking to online, the content that they're seeing, and whether their time is being really well spent. And so Teen Accounts, launching today, is addressing all of those three things. So we're automatically placing teens, any teen under the age of 18, into the Teen Account experience. And then if a teen is under the age of 16, they will need their parents' permission through the Instagram supervision tool to change any of those settings. And while Teen Accounts puts new protections in place automatically, many parents really do want to know and understand the experience that their teen is having. So in the supervision tool, parents will be able to get insights into who their teen is chatting to, but they will not be able to see the messages themselves. We think that's really important. We want to strike the balance between helping the parent know and understand and be able to have a conversation with their young person about, you know, what they're doing and who they're talking to on Instagram direct messages, but without breaking the privacy of that young person so the parent can't actually see the messages. So the parent will have the insight to be able to see over the last 7 days the account names of those that their teenager has been chatting to on direct messaging, but not the messages themselves. We've also set total daily time limits for their teens. So they have a 1 hour time limit for daily use on Instagram that the parent can change together with the young person. And we're also introducing what's called sleep mode. So between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., sleep mode will turn on Instagram, again, automatically defaulted on. And that means that during that time, the young person will not be able to have any notifications at night. The parent will also have the ability to block Instagram during those hours as well, which I think is a really important feature in order to address some parental concerns around nighttime use of social media. And then we'll also be able to see some of the topics that their teen is looking at, but not the content itself as well. And then the question is kind of, how do we know a teen is a teen? I think this is really important. And we are absolutely thinking about this fundamentally on Instagram. So you have to be 13 to have an Instagram account to begin with. We already have ways to age assure and to know the difference between someone who's under or over the age of 18. We know with teen accounts that some young people may try to change their settings to change their age so that they are seen as an over 18 on Instagram. Absolutely are anticipating this. And so if a teenager does try to change their age, say from 15 to 19 or 20 over the course of the next few weeks and months, as we're rolling out this globally over the course of the next few months, that young person will be asked to age assure. And we're giving them lots of different ways they can do that really, really easily. They can send us a piece of ID, but also they can do it through what we already have on the platform, which is a Yoti-led age assurance system. So they can just take a photograph and make sure that they are over the age of 18. So we're also on top of that building technology in the future to find accounts that belong to teens who may have lied about their age, and then we'll be automatically placing them into this protected age-appropriate setting. This technology will allow us to proactively find accounts belonging to teens, even if the account lists an adult birthday. And we'll be starting testing this in the US in January, and then we'll be rolling it out globally at a later date. As I said, for Ireland and the rest of the EU, we plan to start putting teens into the new teen account experience before the end of this year. So it is a really exciting and it's a really fundamental change to that experience on Instagram for millions of teens. We need to make sure that everything works correctly, that we are taking the time that we need to ensure it launches and it launches well and it launches smoothly.
Can we delve a little bit deeper into the parental supervision side of things for the under 16s? So if a parent is not currently on Instagram, do they need to now join the platform, set up an account, and, you know, engage to be able to control or view those various aspects that you've just outlined?
They do. So the way the teen accounts will work is that anyone who is new to Instagram over the next few weeks and months, as well as existing users of Instagram, if you are under the age of 18, you will be placed into a teen account experience. You'll be sent, if you're a teen, you'll be sent a notice to let you know what it is. Very, very clear, easy to use language to explain to the teenager that they're going to be put into this more protective experience. The more protective experience involves things like defaulted private account, defaulted into time settings on Instagram, and defaulted into what we call the sensitive content controls. You're seeing less sensitive content on Instagram. If the teenager wishes to change any of those default settings into a less restrictive setting, then if they're under the age of 16, they have to get the approval from their parent. So when they're asked if they try to change, say they've got a public account, they've got a private account, they try to change into a public account, we'll send them a notification if you're under the age of 16 to say you have to get parental approval in order to change that setting. And if they don't have supervision set up, we'll be prompting them to set up supervision. And then the parent will get an email to tell them that their young person is asking them to set up a supervisory account on Instagram. And then they'll join Instagram and they'll be given a really, really clear and easy path to be able to set up the supervision tool. So they and their young person then are in a supervisory relationship. And then if they approve, if they're okay with their young person having a public account, then they can set that up on supervision.
Mm. This is a brave thing for Instagram to do. You know, you and I have spoken before. I've spoken to other executives. I've spoken to other platforms about the need to keep younger people safe online. And this is a big stride towards that. Are you anticipating any sort of fallout or backlash from younger people on the platform as a result of these changes? Or is there, you know, research or data that shows there is a willingness and a want from all parties, including younger people, for a safer platform?
Yes, through the research and all of the conversations we've had with teens over many years, with their parents over many years, and with youth and safety experts and advisors, we do think that teen accounts is striking the right balance. That adding the protective experience for those young people, making a difference, a differentiating between the younger teen and the older teen, we think is really important. We're hearing that from parents. We're hearing that from the stakeholders that we work with. The Irish the Data Protection Authority has suggested similar in the fundamentals for young people as well. There is a difference in maturity and age levels and the way young people are experiencing social media if you're under or over the age of 16. So we've built in those extra protections for those younger teens. As I said, for older teens, they have that little bit more autonomy. We do think this is a really strong, valuable proposition for young people. They tell us they also don't want to be contacted by people that they don't know. But we're also trying to strike that balance by bringing the parent into the conversation and really responding to those parental concerns, which they told us about, which are, They want to know the kind of content their young person is seeing on Instagram. They want to be able to help their young people spend the right amount of time using Instagram. And we think our time management tools really do help them to do that. And they want to know who they're connecting with and the conversations that they might be having on Instagram. And we really want this to be holistic. It's not just the supervisory tool is really there, yes, to add a bit of extra protection for that young person, but we really hope it instigates conversations at home as well. We want the parent to be sitting at the kitchen table or on the sofa or in the car having a conversation with their young person about the time that they're spending on Instagram and who they're talking to, what value they're getting out of it, what fun they're getting out of it. We want that to be a whole family experience. We really hope that teen accounts will bring the parent into the conversation as well as be valued by the young person who's using Instagram.
Yeah, and I suppose this is something that I talk about quite a lot. You know, it is obviously very important to have safeguards, but it's also important to highlight that there are good experiences and, you know, good connections that come from a digital life. So having those three core principles in place that, as you've outlined, will hopefully have a positive impact in terms of safety. But beyond that, am I right in saying that, you know, the day-to-day experiences of younger people on the platform should not change dramatically?
No, absolutely not. They really should be having the same experience that they currently are having on Instagram. It's about providing those safeguards, as you said, and it's about providing that sense of protection and security, particularly to the parent. Fundamentally, with teen accounts, we will be setting all of these protections in place by default. The young person doesn't have to change those. The young person can just keep on having a private account by default. We'll be defaulting them into these nighttime mode and into having a daily 60-minute time limit on Instagram. They don't have to change any of those if they don't want to. If they do want to change them, they bring the parent into the conversation. They set up the supervisory experience on Instagram. But actually, what we anticipate is a lot of young people will just, they really value these type of protective experiences. We know that young people, teenagers, really do value feeling safe online, and they want to experience Instagram, other social media, and just have fun with it and not be worried about anything else around the edges. So we really do hope that teens will value it. We think they will. It is, as you say, a fundamental shift, but we think it's absolutely striking the right balance between allowing and giving that young person the autonomy and the fun and the experience on Instagram, while also giving the parents that extra peace of mind.
Great stuff. Well, look, it is a significant shift, I think, towards safer online experiences for younger people, and I'm very eager and excited to see it coming to Ireland, which, as you said, there will hopefully be in the next wee while. But for the moment, Tara Hopkins, Global Director of Public Policy at Instagram, thank you so much for joining us here on News Talk.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, so there it is. Teen accounts will be coming to Ireland in the near future. It is being rolled out in certain parts of the world already. If you're a parent, I would love to hear from you. What do you make of this solution? Would you feel better having eyes on the different solutions that Tara outlined? Are you confident engaging and manoeuvring your way through the Instagram platform? You can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, we're going to take a closer look at what tech has done to company culture. Stay tuned.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.